ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rum and Regret podcast. I am Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Tussey, and we drink and we know things.
It is Tuesday, January 23rd, and we are looking forward to 2024, even though we are in 2024, but we are looking forward to TV shows, movies, and games that are coming out this year, what we're excited for, what we can't wait to watch, all that good stuff. And if you're here listening to us for the first time, welcome. And if you have listened to us before, thank you so much for coming back. But first, as always, let's go into our normal segments. And we always start with Joe in the Horror Corner. Joe, what's happening in the Horror Corner this week?
This week, I took a deep dive back in history. And I don't know if it counts as horror, but I count it as horror. I watched Requiem for a Dream. my annual rewatch and subsequent two other rewatches.
That's a great...
This movie is fucking brilliant. As hard as it is to watch, it's brilliant.
Yeah, no, that's a great call. Like, I don't necessarily know that it's horror. It's like a psychological thriller, maybe?
Yeah, it's horrific to some people, for sure. Yeah.
I think it counts as drama or... psychological drama or something like that, but movie drama
horror, it's drawer.
And that's why when we did our Halloween horror cast, I didn't necessarily know to like choose Nowhere, because I don't know that it traditionally fell into like a horror like genre, like, because it wasn't you know, like a typically defined horror movie.
Yeah.
You know, but there was more sort of like, yeah, psychologically thrilling aspects to it.
If it makes your insides get squeamish, I count that as horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it has a kitten value, it's definitely horror.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If we can successfully apply the side kitten scale to it, we're there.
And this we can at the very end. There's probably at least a 2 to 5 side kitten scale at the end.
Nice. So then Saltburn is counts.
I am so enough. Upset we did not side kitten Saltburn, because I would love.
Oh. Yeah,
to
well,
get our
no time like the present.
I know, right?
Okay, yeah. So Saltburn, how many side kittens?
I mean, minimal. If we're going off, Brand New Cherry Flavor side kitten scale. I mean, 5. No, not even 5. 3.
Like, okay,
because it's just that one part, really. I mean, the vampire line made up for the other part,
right?
Yeah, I feel like it's a. I don't know. 3. It's pretty tame, except for that one part.
Okay.
My 2 cents. What do you guys think?
Is the side kitten scale gore or just fucked up in this?
I think in the true like spirit of Brand New Cherry Flavor, of just how messed up that show was, yeah. I think it is the messed up scale.
All right.
Yeah, psychological scarring scale.
Okay. Yeah, right. All right,
then Sideburn does get a good 4 to 7, 8 maybe.
Wow, that's really high. I was just gonna say we could make it easy. It's like how many therapy sessions does it take for you to get over it? And that's how many side kittens.
Are you gonna look at a bathtub drain the same way?
No, never. God. But of course, you know, that's my fault. You know, that's me. That's not
right.
Everybody.
Yeah, but yeah. So.
Or a graveyard.
No, that's true. Yeah, like the next funeral you guys go to, like what's going to run through your minds?
Yeah.
I'm going to bone that grave later.
Well,
sir, can you please not pack that dirt too well?
Yeah. You're going to look around and see, all right, who's gonna bang this?
Yeah.
which person here?
Okay. First of all, hopefully none of us are gonna have to be standing over fresh earth anytime soon.
That's.
But
true.
Secondly, that I'll, has to happen. If it does,
look for the shifty person in the back in the overcoat.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say always look on the bright side. I was like, fuck.
No.
at least we can see who's gonna dirt fuck.
Yeah.
Later.
Whenever you're at a funeral, always turn around and look for the shifty person in the overcoat in the back.
Oh my god.
Yep.
There's always someone.
That would be a good start to a horror movie, though. Like, somebody tries to salt burn a grave and, yeah. and like, gets grabbed, like, ah!
What the fuck are you doing?
Thriller starts playing in the background.
It's the new TikTok trend, salt burning.
Nope. No, oh take that god. Back. Son of a bitch, you take that back.
You
no,
almost...
It's going to be bathtubs. It's not going to be graves. You take that back. You know, you put it out in the... God damn it. We can't publish
it's,
this.
It's there.
You see, almost this... owe me a new computer.
Oh my god. See, this is the moment, though. This is like we have the fucking Cenobite box. What the fuck is it called?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
we're
right.
deciding to fuck with it.
Right, yeah.
Not lock it away for a 1,000 years.
Because we're dumb.
Right. Oh,
man. Well, on that note, I think that's my horror corner.
Good pod, Joe. That was great.
Well done. Well done. So the R&R watch list here for me is going to be very short and sweet. Reacher Season 2 on Prime is finished up, so all episodes are out. And
good. Man,
so
I
good
caught yeah, up did, in a couple days yeah it was
you did oh
real dude. Fucking great yeah
oh man Joe catch up we should discuss okay. it because dude it's this season's so great
yeah the first one is amazing the second one turns it up and it's just yeah. as good if not better yeah it's
yeah totally fantastic. Agreed yeah
interesting note on that is that the first season was based on the first book and this season's based on the 13th book.
Right.
So they basically just grabbed what would work really well and well, made and it into season two, which is
aren't
it's
there like,
fucking great.
Yeah. Aren't there like 30 books?
I'm not sure how many there are. I just know those numbers.
Yeah. So. And well, and so I saw an interview with Alan Richson and he was like, yeah, you know, that's the one thing that's great about having so many, you know, books to choose from here is that we're literally picking the cream of the crop.
28 books.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's what I thought. And
you're way
so,
off at 30.
Well, way off. I was two off.
I know that's why it was a joke.
Okay. Hey, Opa. So yeah, so it looks like they're cherry picking just the best stories for and for what they can do. But man, like this season was so great.
It's fantastic. And just,
yeah, and his delivery on some of his lines are just they're so great. Like it's written so well.
And he has some Arnold moments that I love so much, like the cheesy action line moments that you don't think are coming and do. And it's such a payoff. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's it's great. It's nice. It's one of the best shows out there right now. So and I mentioned this last time we were just finishing this up, but we finally finished this. The Brother's Son on Netflix. You guys really need to pick this up and check it out. It is fantastic. Again, this is something that we could probably discuss if and when Joe, you get the time and Nate, to get the time to pick this up. If Nate can put down Power World.
Oh yeah. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Oh my God.
Nate with Power World and me with Critical Role. Were
right.
Oh, I've been watching Critical Role while playing Power World. We'll talk about that later too.
Right. Yeah. But again, this was just sort of one of those shows that we didn't know it was coming. It was just the sort of there on Netflix. We picked it up, we watched it, and we got through all of it. And it was, man, it is so good. So again, The Brother's Son on Netflix. Check it out. We started watching on Hulu. Death and Other Details, which is
I started that too.
Yeah, dude, it's good. I like it so far. It's what do you think, Joe, so far?
It's good. I'm waiting for my boy to show up.
Right.
He hasn't yep. showed up yet.
Oh my god, is there like a redheaded stepchild in this?
It's Rahuli.
Oh, okay.
So
cool. He's
did
good.
You not watch the entire first episode?
I watched like maybe half of it.
He's in like the trailer.
No,
I saw something with it.
Yeah, he comes in like towards the end of the first episode. So
okay, well then I'll finish it.
All right, yeah.
This is on Netflix. You said
no Hulu.
Hulu.
Sorry. Death and Other Details. Mandy Patinkin's in it.
Nice.
My name is Inigo Montoyo. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yes. Mandy Patinkin is.
Yeah.
Don't forget a name like that.
Right. Yeah. So And then, but while we're waiting for other shows to come back, which we'll talk in our upcoming stuff, Jamie and I, well, I watched the Netflix Lost in Space, but I'm now rewatching it with Jamie.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're just finishing up season one again, and I forgot how much I loved the show, man. It was so good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And visually just stunning too.
Oh. Like, man, yeah, they did not skimp on the VFX at all.
They spent all the money. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so good. And yeah, Parker Posey, just such the great evil mastermind in that. Yeah. So anyway, that's it for the watch list, the R&R watch list this week. Joe, you have a
supplement.
A bonus?
A bonus. On Netflix, The Night Agent.
Oh. How is that?
Sounds familiar.
Is it a
vampire movie?
No, it's like a 24 kind of White House conspiracy.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. Where they, like, if there's an emergency, you call this guy and he has to wait by the phone. Right? Yep. He's the night agent. Yeah.
It's really, really good. So it's a one season, it's, I think, 10 episodes.
I think I only made it through a couple.
It's really good. And I don't think there's anybody super famous in it, which is kind of awesome.
I mean,
you don't get distracted by that, but it is really, really good. Yeah, Ken picked this out. So,
oh, nice.
And like we watched, I think I made it through two or three episodes, and he made it through like six. Like I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And then the next day, he's like, "Babe, you gotta catch up. We gotta watch this. It's so good. It's like 24."
There's nobody famous in it except for Robert Patrick. Holy fuck!
Oh yeah.
right. That's true.
Who's also in Reacher season two, by the way.
Also in Reacher season two.
And can I just call this out real quick? The most amazing thing. Who the fuck is Sarah Connor?
Right.
I don't care.
God, that's
he's
so
on
great.
The phone.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. Oh,
sorry. I didn't mean to step on your toes there, but I saw Robert Patrick and had to do it.
But yeah, awesome. This definitely like harkens back to the days of us watching 24.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely check it out.
Yeah, I need to get back to that one.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So Nate, no Marvel Minute, right?
Well, there's tons of Marvel news, but I did lists for like the future. And
yeah,
there's Marvel stuff in there. So
well, let's look forward then.
Do that. Okay. Well, this is gonna be a banger. So do we want to start with shows, movies, or games? Probably shows.
Since
we just did your show.
Why don't we talk games real quick since I mentioned the P word?
Yeah. Oh my God. So Pal World, which launched into early access on Friday, I should actually check and see what it is on Steam right now, is currently like the number one game in the history of Steam with several million units sold already. Concurrent player counts like almost 2 million now. And has broken every record. It's like $24 on sale right now. I bought a copy for Addy and set up a second computer. Well, I already had a second computer, but set it up so we could try to play together. I still can't get the things to talk because I think the Wi-Fi is crap on that other computer. But let me see what it says in the store here, because it'll give me what the numbers are. Anyway, it's taken the world by storm, and it's basically the easy way to think about it is Pokemon with guns. But it's more of a survival game, so it takes a lot of like a little bit of Minecraft, a little bit of Valheim, a little bit of Rust, and a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah.
And you're basically in this giant world building your base and harvesting your stuff, catching all these awesome pals that are range from a chicken to a water dragon to a mohawked toucan that explodes when it gets angry. But the thing that differentiates it from Minecraft and Pokemon and all that is that you use them to work your base. So you don't have to do all the menial gathering shit. Once you get very early on, actually, you automate your base, putting them to work. And so it's like Pokemon sweatshop / monster battler / exploring. It's a lot of Breath of the Wild too. It's fantastic. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did, but I'm fully hooked. Like I will be playing it later.
Yeah. So
it's that good.
So I don't know if I've told you guys this, but Xander is like all about Pokemon right now. He's got Pokemon posters. He collects the cards. He has played all of the video games, right? He has Pokemon bed sheets on his new bed, right? That we just got.
He's raging against this game then.
Okay. So, yeah. So you guys were talking about it in our chat the other day, and I'm like, okay, well, what is this? A couple people on Twitch are playing it. So I pull it up, right? He comes in and proceeds the most epic rant a 10-year-old has ever had. Because
God, I wish you'd recorded that. Oh, I know, my God.
Really? Like, so we got him Pokemon Legends Arceus for Christmas, right? The video game. And he was dropping, he's like, this is just like that game. No, that's this Pokemon. That's that Pokemon. Like, he was going off. You're right. I should have recorded this. It was a big fail not to. But...
well, ask him to do it again and edit post. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, right. It was incredible. So needless to say, it probably won't be showing up in our house anytime soon.
Be surprised.
Right.
Surprised.
Right.
There's currently 1,100,000 people in it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's rated very positive with 64,257 reviews since Friday.
Wow. Holy
and it's crap. Moved over 2 million units.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's fucking nuts. Number one in top sellers, number one in online presence, number one in, what is this other one? Yeah, positive reviews overall. Like, yeah.
Nuts.
So, wow. How does it jive with people that really never got into Pokemon?
I never got into Pokemon at all. I never got into Pokemon at all, but I really like the exploration and I like the survival type games.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. And you can, like, certain Pokemon, you can build saddles for, so you can ride them around, and then eventually you can get ones that fly. Certain Pokemon you have, I forget, gloves, so you can actually pick up the ones that are super volatile and then use them. Like, there's one I found, a little electric hedgehog, that if you summon him to fight while you're shooting things with your bow, or eventually you get guns, but later... Mm-hmm. I have a musket right now, which is hilarious, because it loads and fires just like a musket. You have to boom, and then...
Yeah, no way.
Boom. And then he's sometimes making it misfires. All the musket rhymes. Well, yeah, right. and sometimes you have to, it misfires, so you have to reload it. Some of the detail is pretty insane. But anyway, so you throw out this little sparky hedgehog guy, and he shoots his little electrical stuff and does his own thing. But then if you've built the gloves that you can pick him up with, you press a button and he turns into a giant, like an electrical grenade you can throw.
No way.
And then it just detonates an area, and then there's a cooldown until it comes back.
Oh, wow.
The one I unlocked today, which is even more fun, there's a little, like, cute little Pokemon penguin that has, like, ice powers and water powers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You unlock a bazooka that you can load it into.
Oh, no way.
You can shoot the penguin.
You shoot the penguin.
Oh, and
then
my
goodness. And then it knocks it out. Like, you have to go back to your base and revive it.
Oh, that's crazy.
There's one where there's like this giant water brontosaurus thing. I don't know what it's called. This is just from the video that has rocket launchers, like rocket pods mounted on the side of it. And you're shooting volleys of rockets into other like,
you have my attention.
It's fucking fantastic. And it's on Game Pass. It's free on Game Pass right now.
Oh shit.
That's crazy.
Or it's, you know, $24 on sale, $26 on sale on Steam. And the minimum requirements are actually pretty low for the system stuff. So, it's fantastic. We're having a blast with it. Addie plays it in her own world because I couldn't get our worlds to collide. And eventually when I do, I'll have to scrap all my shit and go to her thing and start over. But it's insane and it's sweeping everything. So,
yeah. That's crazy. So speaking of Game Pass... and games only coming out on Game Pass, or I should say Xbox exclusives. We got a trailer for Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. Did you guys see this?
I did not see it, unfortunately.
and good on Microsoft, because like this is finally like the Uncharted middle finger to all the PlayStation.
Oh, yes, thank you. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
I want to play Uncharted so bad, but I'm not going to buy a PlayStation for it.
Right? This is Microsoft's middle finger to all the people who've been tooting Uncharted for years and years, man. You get what looks to be a great Indiana Jones story with Troy Baker, like really, really bringing the Harrison Ford with his, with him being Indy. And this trailer looked really, really good.
He goes full forward. Never, you never go full forward.
You never go full forward.
Yeah. The trailer looks great and it takes place before the Last Crusade.
So, between Raiders and the Last Crusade, and the Last because, Crusade, Covet of Hot was before chronologically before.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So why did I forget the name of the second movie?
It looks fantastic.
Temple of Doom. Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, but no, it looks amazing and it's going to be, first person, right?
I think it's both.
No, I think it's all first person if I'm not mistaken.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm looking at something else. Oh, yeah, there we go. I see it. Anyway. It's on Steam, too. Indiana Jones in the Great Circle. Yeah, I'll have to watch this again because I think I saw clips. I didn't see the full trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Look at the evil Nazi.
Right. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. But this looks incredible and has me looking at how cheap can I get a Series S for? Yeah. So, but Joe, you haven't seen this trailer yet?
No, I haven't. I'm gonna check it out for sure.
Yeah, check it out for sure. Yeah. All right. Sorry, Nate. Didn't mean to hijack.
No, that's okay. So that's that's game number one in the pipe right now. But it's early access, so that means it hasn't even released into 1.0. And so notable games that did this were like Baldur's Gate 3 was in early access for 3 years and then destroyed every record ever until Power World now. So
yeah.
then Thursday we get another early access release that everyone in the survival genre has been looking forward to. It's called Enshrouded, which is basically kind of a medieval take on Valheim that has kind of D&D-esque stuff like spells and archers and warriors and that kind of things. But you can go onto a server with your friends in a completely randomly generated world and build up bases. And what's really cool about Enshrouded is that it's voxel based. So you can destroy environments. You can tunnel through mountains. You can you can go around obstacles and traps and gates just by tunneling through things. And the building is supposed to be some of the best base building ever made as far as the aesthetic and the realism and the flexibility. So,
very cool.
That should be fun. Let's see. Homeworld 3 is supposed to come out this year, which if anybody was a PC players back in the day, Homeworld was amazing. It's a sci-fi space fleet game.
Oh, yeah.
And the new one looks fantastic. Hopefully it's a big continuation of the last couple. It's been a long time since the last Homeworld game.
Yeah.
But it's very, they did a great job over all of their series with very low demand requirements. And then if you have the tech and the specs on your computer, you can ratchet it up as high as you can go. It'll play and look really well, even on very old low end systems. But then if you have the bleeding edge shit, then you'll get like, you know, Nebula Bloom and all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
But it's basically, you're just a fleet commander in space and you're pointing, clicking, dragging different, you know, fleets around and building things in space. And
yeah,
it's fantastic. The really cool thing about it too, is you can first person any ship in your fleet. So if you have like a bunch of fighters coming in against a Corvette, just like on a map, very zoomed out, and you click the button, then you're in the pilot seat. I don't think you can actually control it, but you can see it from that like third person over the shoulder view, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
there's another one coming up called Pacific Drive, which looks fantastic. It's basically you're in the Pacific Northwest driving in, I forget what car they started with in the trailer. But basically you get pulled into an alternate dimension and you're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. So it's like a nightmare survival type situation. And then you find an open carport with a broken down wood paneled station wagon. And so you have to find your car is basically your base in this game, where you have to find different tech to build up pieces of the car to be able to get out of these areas
before
the sci-fi horror shit gets you and your car breaks down. It looks fucking fantastic. It's like Adventures in Babysitting
crazy
was in like a Nightmare Pack West situation.
That sounds awesome.
But it sounds really cool and very new and a unique idea. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown is That's out. Right. It's a side-scrolling Switch. I don't think it's Switch exclusive, but most people are playing it on handhelds. And it's everyone kind of poo-pooed it because the Prince of Persia games were pretty cutting edge as far as 3D goes.
Right.
The last one apparently was not very good, but this is getting great reviews. It looks fantastic. And it's a great kind of side-scroller, bringing those back into the mainstream with a title like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rise of the Ronin is coming out this year, and that looks like, if you guys ever saw the Ghost of Tsushima stuff that I posted about.
Oh, right.
From PlayStation, which were just absolutely gorgeous, you know, landscapes in Japan and that kind of thing. This is similar to that, where it's a giant open world, but it's very Kurosawa, like muted colors, incredibly violent.
Oh, sure.
Very realistic.
Nice.
Kind of flip on that. So that looks great. Skull and Bones maybe coming out this year after it's been delayed 8 times. These are the guys that did the space battle or space battles, the ship to ship and open sea physics for the best Assassin's Creed game, in my opinion.
Oh, right.
Black Flag,
yeah,
the pirate one. So they basically, the crew that did that spun up their own studio and made a full on just maritime warfare game.
Oh, awesome.
It's not getting great reviews. So hopefully the early access stuff and the beta stuff is, it's been plagued with all kinds of issues with directors and people leaving and that kind of thing. So hopefully it's good, but TBD. We got a couple Star Wars ones coming down the frontier too. I don't know if you guys ever played Dark Forces. It was like Doom, but set in the Star Wars universe back in the day.
Yeah, I played that.
Way back in the day. There's a remaster apparently coming out this year.
Nice.
Which would be fantastic. And then AAA wise, there's Star Wars Outlaws coming out, which is supposed to be an open world. So think Jedi Survivor, but fully open world. And you're an outlaw kind of, you're not necessarily not Mandalorian, but you're basically like a smuggler. And got your little pet pal on your ship and you get to fly. You actually get to seamlessly fly from the ground into space.
Oh,
which will
wow.
be fantastic. I saw some, there was a great clip released recently where they showed that off and it's not a cutscene. You're actually controlling it.
No.
And you can have battles in the atmosphere. But that what happened is they were taking off from a cantina and obviously went through the gradations of the atmosphere. But then you heard like the little Star Wars music as you're breaking into the space area. And I can't wait to play that game.
That's awesome. So Xander and I have been co-oping the Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga.
Yeah, nice. Right on.
It's really good. It's really well done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the biggest games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
it covers every episode, every planet, everything. It's insane.
Even the rewrites to episode 7, 8, and 9 actually mm-hmm. track a little better than the movies.
Yep. 100% they do. Yeah.
Yep.
100% they do. Let's see. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. That's coming out in a couple weeks.
Man, get me so excited for this.
It's a multiplayer also.
the only extra payment is apparently like skins and like stuff, like all the DLC is going to be included.
Yeah, so there was a huge kind of backlash when they initially released the previews for this game because it was a cash shop. Basically they were going
to
try to microtransaction you to death. And they delayed the game like a year.
Yeah.
And so now they've kind of reworked it. They still have the cosmetic stuff that you can pay for, but there's no like pay to win or crazy online bullshit. So hopefully it's good. So Skill Up is one of my favorite YouTubers and he was really like not looking forward to this game, but he did a recent review of it and he played a bunch of it and he said he really enjoyed it. It's not exactly what he wanted out of a Suicide Squad game, but it's for what it is. He said it was pretty fun. So
the resident Mortal Kombat YouTuber that I watch, Uncaged Games, I don't know if you know this guy. Mm-mm. But he got early access to Suicide Squad and he loves it too.
Nice.
And then I think they announced it today that when DLC releases, they're going to release other members of the Suicide Squad.
Oh, dope.
And the first one is going to be the Joker.
Ooh.
And they showed his render and some of his gameplay today. And
no shit. I haven't seen that. I need to look that
ridiculous.
up.
Like, it looks so good.
Which kind of Joker are we talking about?
So thin, sort of
like Mark Hamill version, or not Jared Leto version. What are we talking
about? No, not the Jared Leto version. I don't know that there's necessarily been a movie equivalent. I mean, honestly, like old school, like Cesar Romero, like Batman, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it
yeah.
doesn't, but obviously it's a more modern take of it because everyone's in their thing, but his,
oh shit. Yeah. I'm seeing the pictures now.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, but if you see like everyone has like a sort of a way to fly across, and his is
right.
a rocket umbrella. Oh.
It's
right,
a rocket umbrella,
oh, and no. you can
that he
grind,
stole from the penguin, probably.
Yeah. Right, and you can grind on the umbrella on buildings and off and into like stuff. Like it looked ridiculous. It looks so good. So
this looks fantastic. Okay, yeah, we better play this, dude.
Yeah, no, it was a Christmas present that I got to pre-order. So
nice, yeah. nice. Okay, I'll have to take a look at that preview. I didn't see that.
Or not? Yeah, dude, check it out. It's good. It's good.
Oh, excuse me. Let's see a couple more, and then we're done. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem was a great movie that just came out. Oh, apparently yeah. there's a game releasing this year that is in that world, in that art style. So
ooh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, dude. It looks fantastic. Can't wait for that. And then round it off, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2. So, God, the Vampire the Masquerade, it was a really great role-playing game way back in the day that I played, like in the late 90s, maybe. And was very... more so about kind of the high society and political thriller and that kind of thing. But the game that came out based on it, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines, was really great. Very brutal and bloody, also had all of the really cool background storylines and intrigue and all of that. And apparently they're making a sequel and it's coming out this year. So
nice.
I don't know how I'm going to find time to play it, but
I know, right?
It's on my radar.
But yeah. I will. But
that's what I got for games coming up in 2024.
So okay, nice.
Anybody, you guys have any?
No. Joe, you got?
I got two. I got South Park Snow Day.
Oh, shit.
Out.
That's right.
Yes. And so finally we get a co-op South Park. So we can play together. And
oh, man.
That I'm looking forward to because like all the South Park games, all two of them, were fucking great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Hades 2, I think, is coming out this year.
It is, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I still haven't beat Hades 1, because it's impossible. But I love it. I love it. The art is phenomenal. I'll play it constantly, and I can't wait for the second one.
Nice. Yeah, I want to pick that up again. My Switch died. Addie and I went down to Monterey for Christmas, and it was in like deep sleep mode, which I didn't realize could happen to a Switch if you don't play it often enough. And it took me an hour to figure out how to turn it back on. Cause you have to do like button combinations and then press a thing and then.
Oh, get
it.
Wow. Yeah.
That's weird.
Apparently the battery was completely
RGD2 low power mode. Apparently.
Yeah, it was brutal. anyway, so, but it bricked itself. Like it was awake, did an update and then bricked, gave me a black screen of death with like an error code on it and bricked. So I talked to the people at Nintendo and they waived the repair fee and I sent it in and I got a text today saying it's in repair. So
nice.
Yay for customer service, maybe.
Right. So,
especially since it's like OG original Switch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like the only problem I have with mine is the Joy-Con drift.
Yeah.
Which I've reset and I've done the internet tricks to do that. And I'm like, all right, now it's probably time to talk to Nintendo. And
yeah.
So good to hear that you had great customer service with them.
Yeah, the drift thing is something they've been replacing Joy-Cons for, I think, still. So you might want to double check that. There's also some good aftermarket stuff.
Mm-hmm. That would be the next option.
So don't pay for the originals, you know, if there's aftermarket stuff available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shit. Okay, what do you guys want next? Do we want to do shows or do we want to do movies?
Let's do TV shows.
Let's go to the couch, boys and girls. So Addie and I just finished our rewatch of season 1 and season 2 of The Legend of Vox Machina.
Nice.
Fantastic. I forgot how gory and bloody it is, especially in season 2 when you have a black dragon spraying acid all over everyone.
Yeah.
So chalk one up to parenting of the year. But the rumor is we're going to get season 3 this year.
Nice.
And every day in my feed, I see people posting questions about this, and we have no definitive answers.
And when are we getting season one of Mighty Nein?
Mighty Nein is also supposed to come out soon, but probably not till next year, because Travis was looking at concept art, I think, in the background of one of the recent videos I saw. But on that note, Joe, I just finished episode 93. mark it down somewhere, because the top of my head blew off. There is some player shenanigans that happen in this episode that I cannot spoil for you. It's some of the best big brain shit I've ever seen, heard of, anything, period.
Okay.
So I can't wait to hear you talk about it, because fucking hell, I sent a text to Steve and Sarah and they're like, we were waiting for you to text us about this. Oh my fucking God. So yeah. Yeah. Enjoy. It's going to be so good. I showed Addie today and she just was like, what the fuck? Let's see. So that would be TV show one. Percy Jackson is happening.
That's right.
Episode is out today. Addie's absolutely obsessed and I'm enjoying it. It's fun. It's
great. Yeah.
On the Disney Plus. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. And I meant to mention this on the watch list. True Detective Night Country's out.
Yes. I haven't actually watched, but I've heard it's really good.
So far, so good. Two episodes are out right now and it's great, man. Jodie Foster, the small town sheriff. Dude, killing it so far.
Nice.
But yeah, no, this might be a good one. I know I've given you guys a lot to watch, but this might be a good one to sort of, since there's only two episodes out, might be a good one to talk about, because there's a lot of like, what the hell's going on.
Nice.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah. That's on Max.
Okay, that's right, because HBO isn't a thing anymore.
Right.
Max. Which is not Cinemax. How fucking confusing. Could they have chosen anything else?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Now we get into, those are the prequels. Now we'll get into the actual trilogies here. Let's see. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith comes out February 2nd on Prime. This is basically a reboot of the Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt movie from 2005.
But a series,
married,
right?
Married Spies, exactly. Series on Prime with Donald Glover and Maya Erskine. So that's
nice.
Donald Glover's in it. I'm fucking there.
Right.
But the supporting cast has Sarah Paulson, Michaela Cole, Parker Posey, and Alexander Skarsgård. So yeah, it looks fucking great. I can't wait. So yeah, February 2nd on Prime. And then there's a show called Constellation releasing on Apple TV. Which is on February 21st. And let me just read the clip here real quick. So with Severance, Silo, and For All Mankind, and obviously other things. Foundation. Apple TV Plus cemented itself as a streaming platform for high-budget science fiction storytelling. And so Constellation continues that trend with Noomi Rapace, who I don't know who that is, but she's helming a psychological thriller about an astronaut who returns to Earth after a disaster in space.
She was in the overseas girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh, cheers. There it is.
So not Rooney Mara, not the one who did the American one, but so.
Nice. Right on. And directed by Emmy winner Michelle McLaren, who did Breaking Bad, X-Files, Shining Girls.
Oh, yeah.
It looks really interesting, and Apple TV has been killing it with their sci-fi, so why it's on my list. Sure. Next would be Avatar: The Last Airbender on February 22nd on Netflix.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so good. And it has a completely Asian and indigenous cast, which makes sense because it does justice to the source material. So no fucking whitewashing that bullshit. Like Shyamalan.
Yeah. And the casting is dead balls on.
It is, right? I can't fucking wait.
And they have the really original good. Cabbage merchant being the cabbage merchant. I'm so excited about that.
I think, Joe, are you excited about the show?
I'm sorry. I loved this cartoon so
yeah,
much.
Me too, Eddie and I have watched it. It was great. So there's a Walking Dead show called The Ones Who Live. It's on my list, but I'm so far behind that I don't think I'll ever watch it, really.
So this is the, if you watched up to...
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Rick Grimes returns.
Well, yeah, I mean, and so this is where he's been and what he's been doing since. So, cool. And it's Michonne's sort of mission to find him. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mentioned it just because I know you're probably in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. The next one is called The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy on Prime Video. And I can't fucking wait for this because it's adult animation.
Oh, no way.
And it's basically, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy follows alien doctors who specialize in treating rare illnesses. So Stephanie Sue is set to star alongside Maya Rudolph, Natasha Lyonne, Kiki Palmer, no Kieran Culkin, and Sam Smith.
No way.
And Prime Video has already greenlit a second season.
Nice. So
yeah, this looks fantastic. I can't fucking wait for this show. Let's do rare diseases like only sci-fi, animated sci-fi can do, because Star Trek does a great job with it, but animated version, let's go.
Yeah.
Lower Deck style. Next one is Shogun, coming out again in February. February's fucking looks stacked.
Really good.
FX and Hulu. So it's based on the 1975 novel, obviously. It's going to be set in 16th century Japan, and Hiroki Sanada is the main guy. Let's go.
Yeah.
It also stars the main, what's her name? Main actress from the Monarch series that just finished. I can't remember her name. Fuck. That's terrible. I'll have to go back to that. But She was fantastic in that series, which, by the way, also just wrapped and is fucking stellar. If you have a chance, if you like Godzilla stuff, watch that Monarch series. It's really good. Let's see. What did we have after Shogun? There's one called The Regime, which I didn't know about until I looked this up. Coming out on The Regime, March 3rd on Max. Kate Winslet, and she is basically returning as a chancellor of a fictional Central European autocracy in a satirical political miniseries with Hugh Grant, Martha Plimpton, and Andrea Riseborough. So there's going to be a who's who of the British hoi polloi in this hilarious satirical political series, which sounds fantastic. I can't wait to see that.
Excellent.
We're going to skip over one that has Domhnall Gleeson in it because Joe.
Probably not.
It's called Alice and Jack. It's on PBS. So, but you can see your redheaded boy there. let's see. Fallout coming April 12th on Prime Video.
Can't wait for this.
Little Sister, Big Brother. Gonna be lit. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, that's wrong series. Sorry.
Did you just go Bioshock on?
I went Bioshock because the Cam's post earlier. So rewind.
Right.
Fallout is going to be amazing, developed by the creators of Westworld. So we'll see how that goes. But it's in good hands if it's with them.
And the trailer looks good. So.
The trailer looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hitting a little Marvel stuff. Agatha, The Darkhold Diaries is supposed to come out this year, but things keep getting pushed. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Catherine Hahn has been amazing as this character, and I'd love to see her pick this back up this year. We get Aubrey Plaza, among others, joining her as which is in the Coven, which will be great.
Yeah.
We have Dune Prophecy is supposed to come out this year as well. TV determined. Takes 10,000 years prior to the events of the Dune movies, and it focuses on the Bene Gesserit.
That's
and it should be fantastic. Emily Watson and Olivia Williams are set to star in that.
Yeah.
So that should be good. And then the last one I have on my list, there's a couple other ones that could definitely be on this, but as far as the Marvel stuff, keeping that going, Star Wars The Acolyte is supposed to come out this year too. We'll see if that happens. It's going to be a bunch of very scary Sith in training, potentially.
Yeah.
So very dark. I'm loving that idea. And that's what I got from my list.
Nice. So just a couple additions here from me. We get the final season of Star Trek Discovery this year. Mm. So they're going to wrap up. They're going to wrap up that series. So that's going to be exciting. In a couple weeks, February 8th, we get season 2 of Halo.
Oh shit, that's right.
Yeah. So we don't have to wait too long. The
series that Andre hates so much.
I liked it.
I loved it. I liked it, especially the first episode is just visually stunning.
And oh, it's so good.
He takes his helmet off and gets some alien. So
right. Yeah.
Go get it.
And speaking of aliens, Resident Alien comes back, I think, for season 3.
Yeah.
Season 3 or season 4?
4, maybe, I think.
Yeah, I think it's season 4, and that comes out in mid-February as well. So Alan Tudyk is killing that role. If you have not watched a single episode of Resident Alien, shame on you. We cannot be friends anymore.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah.
You know,
And so, yeah, so those are the only additions I had. Joe, what do you got for TV shows?
I just had Fallout and Avatar. So.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, I cannot wait for Avatar to get a fair turn because the movie is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. The show was so good.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yeah. Joe, what movies are on your radar for next year?
Movies. The list is long and distinguished.
Like my Johnson.
Dune 2, obviously.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for this.
Dune 2.
Yeah.
Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And I still need to see Godzilla Minus One.
Joe, it's still in theaters. They re-released it. The run for till the end of the month, I think.
I got to get out and see that.
Just broke $100 million for a $15 million budget.
Nice.
Yeah, wow. And got an Oscar nod for visual effects.
Yes. So. That's good awesome. On my lizard son. Civil War, the Alex Garland horror show or horror movie about our Civil War that might be happening.
Oh, right. Yeah. It might be happening. Jesus, Joe. Tell me you're not prepping. No, it looks scary as fuck, though. What would happen if a Civil War broke out now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that trailer was scary.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. Furiosa.
Yes.
Oh, that looks so good.
So good.
Yeah.
I was bummed that they recast Furiosa, but I think Anya Taylor-Joy is going to fucking nail it.
Well, yeah, it's a prequel, so it's got to be.
Yeah. Right, yeah. You don't want to spend all your money de-aging Charlize Theron.
No, not at all. Fair point.
Yeah.
Next,
Chris Helmsworth as a bad guy, though. I can't fucking wait to see that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Next on my list is surprising. Inside Out 2.
Yeah, they're gonna introduce really anxiety.
I enjoyed the first Inside Out, and
we
get to have all the anxiety and weirdness coming in.
Yep,
I'm interested to see that.
Yeah,
one that it's on my list, but I'm about it is Twisters.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
Twister is one of my favorite movies. Yeah. Like favorite movie. So I'm like, don't taint it. Don't fuck it up.
Well, it's a category five.
And we lost two of the actors that made that movie.
That were the best parts of that movie. Sorry, Helen Hunt, we love you, but
but it's not the Suck Zone. No. You know?
And like Bill Paxton's ass. Right. Like just staring at a fucking tornado is a beautiful shot.
Right.
It has been ingrained in my brain since the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't get me wrong. I love me some Alan Ruck, but you know, is he even in this movie? Do we know?
No, I don't think anybody's in this movie. Like they possibly Helen Hunt.
Is it like a coming of age story or like graduate school?
The daughter of Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton, or the child of them. Their story.
Twister's the next generation.
Yeah. So I'm kind of.
Okay. I'm looking at this. Glenn Powell's in it from
Top Gun.
Top Gun to Katie O'Brien. Daisy Edgar Jones, isn't it? Okay. There's more attorney. Wow. There's some really good actors in this game, in this movie. That's about the list, though.
I don't know. This just for me, it's one of those movies. Like I'm on the fence. I'm excited that it's getting a little bit more attention, but I'm also like, it was perfect. You didn't need to make a second one. Don't fuck it up.
Right. Yeah.
No, it says this isn't a sequel of the original, nor is it a remake of the original. According to reports, the story will be entirely new and in addition be updated to today's methods and techniques of tornado hunting and scientific analysis. Basically a reboot.
Okay.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Filmed in Oklahoma. There you go. I mean, it worked. Okay. $200 million budget. Holy shit.
Well, yeah.
This should be good. This is going to be a good IMAX, potentially. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, continue.
All right.
Next is Deadpool 3.
Damn it. I knew you were going to throw that on there.
Hey, you jumped on Avatar.
I know, man. I mean, I should have done movies first. Right. Deadpool 3 is going to be fucking fantastic. Have you seen all the shit coming out about this?
Oh, like, man.
How many different Wolverines are we going to see? Because it sounds like there's
how many
a million.
Different Deadpools?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Dogpool's going to be in it? Yeah, come on. Yeah. He's literally going to kill the Fox universe. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Love it. Beetlejuice 2?
That's right.
Joe, you're just knocking down my list.
Yep. Can't wait for that one. I'm so excited. It looks great. And they're going to do Beetlejuice justice.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm not scared about. Like, you're going to fuck up Twister. You're not going to fuck up Beetlejuice. I know that's fine.
Yeah.
Two more. Joker, Folie à Deux.
Yeah.
Yep, you got my one too. Good. Lady Gaga and your Joker there.
I'm all about it. I was a little weird about are you gonna make a Joker musical? And then seeing the pictures of Gaga as Harleen, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think La La Land meets the Joker. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can only assume just how twisted this is gonna be. I just, I have a lot of faith in Todd Phillips.
Yeah.
To
He's
really
be on
knock this out of
the scale
park.
For sure. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, no. I think so.
And last is a little horror corner for me, Maxine.
Oh, this is the
X. Last of X. What was the other one? Pearl and now Maxine.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Mia Goth's I Want to Be a Star trilogy.
Roger.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's going to be gnarly and very side kitten-y, I'm sure.
Yeah, very side kitten-y. All right, Nate, run it down.
You want to throw any that you've got? Because she knocked off a third of my list at least there.
Okay, well, so I knew that you were going to have a girthy list. So my only addition is, and I didn't realize this was coming this quickly, but Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yep, that's on my list too.
That's one I left off for you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Joe. But yeah, I'm stoked to see where they bring the cast next.
Yeah, we're getting the band cast back together.
Totally. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So, So yeah, I'm
Janice
stoked for
puts
this one.
On a proton pack. Let's go.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. Right, well, let's see. I got a couple. Looks like I got a couple MCU things and a couple other properties. Yeah. Okay. So Kraven apparently comes out this year. ATJ or whatever his name is, Taylor Johnson. used to be Quicksilver, now Kraven.
Hey, he was Kick-Ass first. Come on.
That's true. Yeah. Better Kick-Ass than the other stuff. He was actually a great Quicksilver and they killed him in the when they introduced him, which was really stupid. Anyway, so Kraven the Hunter, it's supposed to be pretty good. They spent a ton of money. It's going to look fantastic. We'll see how it turns out. I get apparently initial impressions say it's really dark and bloody and great. So we'll see how that goes. Madam Web, which looks fucking crazy. Has 50 Shades of Grey plus a little bit of Euphoria plus a couple other leading actresses that are basically kicking ass before they become spider people, and it's all connected, and we'll see how that happens.
Which I think is an interesting way to play that we haven't met these people yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you don't pay it off, I don't know.
This is building on the Sonyverse, so we'll see how it goes because Sony's not going to just stop spending money on Spider-Man because they don't want to lose the rights. So
yeah, no, that's
we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it's good. It has some pretty high level actors in it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
What happens. We got the Ghostbusters. We got the Godzillas. We got the Furiosas. We have Alien Romulus comes out this year as well.
Oh.
Which I think, let me double check. Yeah. Isabel Emmer said Kaylee Spiani. Directed by Fede Alvarez, and I don't think it's a prequel. Yeah, it takes place between Alien and Aliens.
Oh.
Is the timeline for this. Huh. So Yeah, it should be interesting. Young people from a distant world must face the most terrifying life form in the universe. But it's an alien movie, so I'm excited for it, and we'll see what happens.
Well, it would be cool if it was like what happened to the colonists on the, would be the cool.
Maybe that's what it is. We don't know.
Hopefully.
That would be really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredibles 3 comes out this year, which I had no idea. I haven't heard anything about it. I haven't seen anything about it.
No way. But
that's going to be fucking huge. Yeah, we're getting down to the end of the year now, so which is probably why we haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, sure.
Hopefully it continues because those are fantastic and I can't wait to see another one in the theater. There's going to be a Transformers movie this year, which I had no idea. It's called Transformers 1. It's an origin story on Cybertron.
What?
Which I can't fucking wait for. Let's go. Yes.
Dude, I still have not seen Beast Wars. I still need to see Beast Wars.
Yeah, Beast Wars was okay. It was good in the theater. It had some good stuff, but I want the Cybertron prequel. Let's go. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Then we got the Joker after that. Then did you guys know there's a Lord of the Rings movie happening this year?
The animated one.
What, Lords of the Rohirrim?
The War of the Rohirrim.
Yeah.
With, what's her bucket? Eowyn is voicing Eowyn.
Yeah, everybody's back that can be back, because it's basically what happens before the fight at Helm's Deep.
That's
the idea.
Okay.
It's the untold story behind Helm's Deep. Oh, no.
Right.
Hundreds of years before the Fateful War. So I was
right. Oh, all right.
Well, okay. But it's basically telling the life and blood-soaked times of its founder, Helm Hammerhand, the King of Rohan.
All right.
So, yeah, this looks fantastic, and I can't wait.
Where does that line up with Rings of Power in terms of timeline?
That's unrelated. Rings of Power is
way before
beginning of the world. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
As far as I know.
All right.
This is like right before Two Towers, right?
No, it says hundreds of years before the War of Helm's Deep.
Yeah.
So, but not thousands of years like
Rings of Power. Rings of Power.
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah, millennia. We have a Gladiator. There's a Gladiator 2 movie coming out this year. Gladiator 2.
Directed by Ridley Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Pedro Pascal's going to be in it.
It's the son of Commodus, right?
Yeah, I think so. Follows Lucius, the son of Maximus.
Oh,
Maximus.
Okay.
After Maximus's death. So he knocked her up and there's a boy. He's a bimbo.
Mazel tov. Hey,
and hopefully he can recover from Napoleon, because fuck, that movie sucked. I'm sure people enjoyed it, and I'm sure I'm too lowbrow to get it, but God, it was terrible.
Actually, everything I've heard about that movie, you're right on.
Validated. All right. And then to wrap it up, in December, late December, we get Nosferatu, which with what's his bucket from It?
Skarsgård?
I think Skarsgård is playing the monster. Yeah. Ooh. Bill Skarsgård is Count Orlok, the Nosferatu, which I can't fucking wait to see. Oh my God. But yeah, so Willem Dafoe, Aaron Taylor Johnson's in this, Nicholas Hoult's in this, Emma Corrin's in this. There's a ton of great actors in this, and I can't wait to see this movie. And it's going to be all the side kittens. Nosferatu lives up to its name, because just the silhouette.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the long and distinguished list.
Excellent.
Yeah, good stuff.
Nice. Nice. Way to come prepared, Nate.
I mean, honestly, this happened between 6:05 and 6:45.
Right.
There was a few things before.
Well, you did better than I did.
Right. And me. Yeah.
Best under pressure. So
right. Oh, great. Anything else? Did we miss anything? Anything else?
I'm sure we
missed a lot. But anyway. Yeah.
Oh, one thing. So the one piece of MCU news that I decided to include for today.
Okay.
Marvel Studios earns first ever Razzie Award nominations for Ant-Man Quantumania. They got nominated 3 times. For that movie.
Really?
Wow.
Razzies, yeah.
What
full
were
list
they
of nominees are let's see, Ant-Man and the Wasp, The Exorcist, Believer, The Expendables, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Okay, having just watched three of those, let's see. Why is Indiana Jones in there? The Dial of Destiny was actually really good.
Oh, no.
No?
You know...
No, so, sorry, the nominee, the category was worst prequel, ripoff, or remake, or sequel.
Oh.
I mean, it was better than Crystal Skull.
It was, so it was better than Crystal Skull, but there was, it didn't, like, it was
blew
an Indiana... It was an Indiana Jones movie that didn't feel like an Indiana Jones movie.
It was a time travel Indiana Jones movie that didn't time travel back to Indiana Jones shit. Right. Like it's
and
we talked about this when it came out. Like, what a miss to go back through like the adventures and shit that he did.
And the music was misused too. Yeah. Like
poorly directed.
The original Indiana Jones trilogy, like the music defined that, and it was used in the right parts. And like there are scenes that have the music that they just go together perfectly. Like it seemed like whoever composed this, and I don't, it wasn't Williams, was it?
I mean, I'd be shocked if it wasn't.
I have no idea.
John Williams. Yeah.
Oh God.
We just watched this. He composes it. He doesn't enjoy it.
He doesn't get final cut on when the music and where it's used.
Right. Well, and it just it didn't seem to fit like the scenes.
100%.
It just it didn't. And I don't know. That's something that's sort of ingrained in the Indiana Jones DNA. Like the music needs to hit those beats and really make those scenes, and it just didn't for me this time around. So
Razzie is worst supporting actor category.
Oh wow.
Okay. They got two, Michael Douglas and Bill Murray.
Oh wow. Which is
odd because Bill Murray was hilarious in that movie.
Well, and that's funny for Michael Douglas too, because we just watched the Star-Lord What If.
Yeah.
And
fantastic.
Dude, that's really good. Those
What If series.
Oh man, far so good on What If too. Yeah.
And then the last one was for director. Peyton Reed got nominated for that.
Oh, that's a shame.
Good times.
Oh well.
But hopefully onward and upward for 2024, because the Echo series was amazing. What If series was amazing. So
yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
That's all I got, man.
That's all you got. What are you guys looking forward to in 2024? Games, TV shows, movies? Let us know. You can find us on the socials. We're at @rum_regret. We are on Facebook at the Rum and Regret Podcast. Joe, where can they find you?
At Joe Chickadee on all the socials or at joechickadee.com.
Nate, where can they find you?
Sure. Avid Gamer, AV1D Gamer on all the socials and your gaming platforms of choice.
So yeah, if you want to play Pal World with Nate,
hit me up. I'm running a dedicated server off my Steam account. So we've got a private world. We can tweak all of the stuff. It only takes me 10 minutes to cook an egg instead of 24 hours. Nice. Let's go.
You can find me at Andrew Drake on Twitter and Andrew Drake on or Crazy Drake on Facebook. I don't even know what the hell my socials are. And until the next time, we have spoken.
Is there an F5? What would that be like?
Finger of God.